there's some brutal optics, and you see the crappy things going on out there. And every now and then we're reminded that there's way, way more good than there is bad.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by FitAid and 5.11 Tactical. Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid or FitAid Zero Sugar. Visit forthefitaid.com now and sign up to win an amazing grand prize package from FitAid and Spartan. Monthly Spartan prize packs and more. FitAid, recover as hard as you race. 5.11, the official plate carrier sponsor of the 2021 U.S. Spartan events. Find out more at 5.11tactical.com. That's 5.11tactical.com.
Hey guys, you got to explain this to me. I had Thanksgiving 3 weeks ago up in Canada. So Thanksgiving is when? This Thursday? What's going on?
Well, luckily, Canadian Thanksgiving comes first. First, we lean in on you guys to figure out what the heck we're supposed to do down here. We take notes. 3 weeks later, we dive into ours, man.
I got to say, as far as giving thanks goes, there's nobody better than you two. The joy and the generosity you guys bring, a spirit. I'm very grateful. We're going to talk about what we're grateful for, what we're thankful for. I'm thankful for this community, and not just you two, but the whole Spartan Up community, the Spartan community. We talked a little bit off camera at the start about, you know, when you're at our events and you just see people coming together and you know, there's no politics, there's no anything. It's just people are there to support each other. And nobody embodies that more than you two. Jared, tell me about you, buddy. What are you grateful for?
Hey, Johnny, I'm thankful for you, brother. You know, one, I've always secretly wanted my name to be Johnny, you know? And like when I get into Johnny mode, that's my alter ego. I'm having a way better time than this guy named Jared. Okay. So I want you to know that. And you know, I think the other thing that I want to share with you is I was over in Spain last week for our first ever DecaFit International event, and you sent a message to me. And it meant a lot to me. It meant a lot to me. It brought a smile to my face. And, you know, you're just one of those genuine, authentic, sincere people. And you just hit me right at the right time the other day. You know, you're going over there solo. I don't know the language, although I should. I'm like 1/8 Spaniard. And I'll tell you, your messages came in time. And so I was excited to be on this episode with you and talking about gratitude. I'm obviously very thankful for my partner in crime here with Yancey Culp. We've been talking the YCJC show for the last 3+ years, ever since we got to know one another. And, you know, Lake has been awesome to work with on our podcast. You know, for a long time, Yancey and I wanted to put together a podcast. You know, the mantra has always been, let's light up the planet. And to be able to work with Lake and you and the rest of the Spartan Up team, this has always been one of my favorite parts of this role that we're playing to impact so many people's lives. And I love being on this mission with all of you.
I want to share a story with you two guys. Yancey, I don't want to jump in before you get
it. No, go ahead, man.
Once you get rolling, we know it's going to go. I just want to share a story with you guys about this last weekend. So I'm in San Francisco. We're just pulled off the Golden Gate Trail Classic, amazing inaugural event, 100K run all through the Marin Headlands. But the thing that jumped out at me at this one, we had a group of volunteers called the Jericho Project. And I don't know if you guys worked with the Jericho Project yet, but they're based out of the Bay Area here. Group of young men, all been in prison most of their lives. They've found each other, and a guy who'd been in prison his whole life created this group called the Jericho Project. And it's all about teaching them about better living, all about gratitude, all about contribution. And that's the biggest thing, is that it's about contribution. You know, they've learned their whole lives about how do I get for me? How do I take more? And this guy's created an environment where they teach each other how to give. And they were all on the finish line. I mean, cheering every person in like it was their grandmother. Like, it was unbelievable how stoked these guys were. There were 32 of them. When we did teardown, what would normally take a day and a half, honest to goodness, guys, it was a couple of hours. It was like an army of 500. And I was talking to them saying, guys, what is it about you guys? And they said, we just learned that it's all about being grateful for what we have and looking for opportunities to give to others. And the more of that we can have in the world, these guys just blew me away. And they were walking up to say thanks to us at the end. They were coming to thank us for letting them tear down our festival. And 32 guys, every one of them tattooed from, you know, from kneecap to nipples. These guys were jacked tattooed guys. And I said, man, I'm glad that you guys are friendly, because that'd be a scary sight coming towards me. And they're just hugs and love. And these are guys who, you know, most of them within the last couple of years were in prison fighting for their lives. And so it just really gave me a whole other level of understanding, gratitude, and contribution to see this group. So I want to share that with you. Yancey, I'm going to throw that to you, brother.
Johnny, I got to know you pretty well at various death race adventures. And I don't say this, you know, there's certain things, statements you kind of hold back and you only let them come out every now and then. But in Texas, we use the word salt of the earth. I know it's not only Texas. We think we created everything down here and it's better down here, but I every now and then use salt of the earth, and you're a salt of the earth dude, man. You really are. If you look up that definition, it should be a big picture of Johnny in a flannel. I think a couple of things that I'm extremely grateful for is, you know, True Serum Honesty. I've been wanting to do a podcast, wanting to be a part of a podcast for many, many years. And I feel like Jared and I were handed an amazing gift back in 2020 to be able to join this podcast. I know Marion's not on right now. Marion is an absolute salt of the earth gift to the podcast world. She is the most, I've never met somebody that has the ability. Too often people aren't direct with us enough when we need direct coaching. She has a way about her. I know you guys agree about graciously punching you when you need to be punched. And it's like, gosh damn it, you need to do that again. That wasn't good enough. She doesn't say it like that, but she says it in a way that just like softens your heart. And you're like, you're exactly right, you know? And too often when we get coached, it's like the actual punch and we don't respond well to that. So she is the most gracious, but also graciously direct leader. And that's what we need in our life. So Marion, props to you. I know the three other guys on this agree with 100% with what I just said. So thank you so much. I'm going to, Lake, to you, brother, for making this look good. Jared and I have been on this journey for a while together now. It all started back in a 16-foot RV down by the river eating government cheese together in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, coaching the U.S. Army together. And we lived together in a 16-foot RV for about 15 days, and we got to know each other really well. And we got to realize that there may not be two people on the planet that love the world of fitness and what fitness provides to people than Jared and I. And we love it as much or more than anybody else. And back in late 2019, our owner, founder, CEO of Spartan, who we all know is at a moment's notice, something could pop up. And he's really good at just saying yes sometimes. Sometimes to a fault, he just says yes. And he said yes to an idea that we had. And you know, before DECA, we had the bookends were Spartan the F up on this side and Spartan the F up on this side. And what Joe allowed us to do and what Spartan allowed us to do was to kick this bookend off to the side and say, you know what, we're going to expand this bookend and we're going to call this one Win the Caring Game. And we have Spartan the F up over here and we have a lot of epicness in between. And what Jared and I have been able to do and what I'm grateful for since we were able to launch DECA was, you know, my heart has been touched. And with 25 years of seeing what fitness provides to people as a coach, I've never seen it like I've seen it since we launched DECA, where we're inside these epic arenas, and in most cases, inside these brick and mortar gyms, clubs, and studios, and tens of thousands of people are celebrating fitness inside. And in many cases, they're walking up to their very first start line. It's been a long, long time. And there was nothing. There was no start line for them. And to see them in tears when they hit that finish line has been a game changer for me, because I know, Johnny, you'll understand this as a man that loves fitness. It's one of the greatest gifts that we were given at birth is the ability to take care of this beautiful machine. And when we take care of it, what it will provide for us on all the beautiful journeys to enjoy this beautiful rock of ours. And Spartan provided that to so many people. And we've just been able to expand that with DECA. So I'm grateful for Joe for just simply saying yes and allowing us to dive into the freaking journey. It's been the most fulfilling ride in my 25 years in fitness as a coach that I've ever experienced. It's been condensed in about a year and a half, almost 2 years now. And every single second I have absolutely cherished. I've been able to spend a lot of it with my brother, Jared. None of it exists without him. He is the kind of the glue that brings us all back together every day to make sure we stay focused on the things we need to stay focused. But the Spartan brand is better for it. And man, I am thankful for being able to celebrate fitness with each and every one of you and with this beautiful brand called Spartan. And to every single person that trusted us after we launched. And it's a beautiful thing, man. And it's a beautiful journey. We get a very, very short period of time on this beautiful rock of ours. And I'm going to encourage everybody that listens to this to make sure you pinch the life out of every damn second you get every single day, because it goes fast. And it's a beautiful journey.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you mentioned a couple of people.
I feel like we got to do a big virtual hug right now after that, Jens.
Spartans, you've seen Joe and his friends training in these vests on the mountains behind his farm. 511 is a global innovator in tactical apparel and footwear and purpose-built gear. That's why they're the official plate carrier sponsor of the 2021 Spartan Honor Series and the stadium events. Not only that, 511 hosts Spartan workout tour events at select 511 retail stores 30 to 90 days before races hit. This 90-minute bodyweight training session caters to all levels of fitness. So please, anyone can come join. Come for the camaraderie, come for the fitness, but also exclusive giveaways, prizes, and special 511 promotions. You can enter to win 511's Tac Tech plate carrier at selected Spartan Honor Series and stadium events and workout tour events. Take part in their newest physical training ready challenge. Put yourself up against other Spartan racers and earn the exclusive 511 Spartan dog tags. It's a lot to keep track of, but it's all great stuff for you. To learn more about 511 and to find a 511 retail store near you, visit 511tactical.com. FitAid. FitAid is a clean sports recovery drink. You heard that right. Clean sports recovery drink. It's 45 calories, certified non-GMO tested, vegan, paleo-friendly, certified gluten-free, kosher, and never contains artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, or sodium. Even the zero sugar option that's keto friendly and 5 calories is naturally sweetened with monk fruit and stevia. The FitAid Recovery Blend has glutamine, glucosamine, turmeric, BCAAs, omega-3s, CoQ10, the full B complex, and electrolytes. It's what you need after the gym, hiking, biking, or your race. They are an official partner of the Spartan Race Series. You know that because you've gotten the drink at the finish line. Now you can get it at home. Visit lifeaidbevco.com and enter the code Spartan30 at checkout to get exclusive early access to FitAid's Black Friday 30% off sale. That's lifeaidbevco.com and the code Spartan30.
I was just going to say it has to be especially virtual in that, you know, some really key people that that we don't have here right now, but, you know, Tim Nye, Joe, Sephra, Dr. L, all the amazing people that sort of rotated in and out, Charlie Brenneman, Mark Webb, that have been guest hosts of the podcast, and the guests. Like, I just think about, you know, it's in the thousands now because we've done over 500 episodes just of the, you know, the original Spartan Up podcast. You guys with the DECA podcast have pulled hundreds and hundreds more in. Me with the endurance one, of, you know, up in that kind of range now. And so the thousands of people who've been generous with their time, generous with their energy and their knowledge, and you know, from Richard Branson on down to somebody that nobody's ever heard of, you know, yeah, just amazing that all these people are willing to share. That's, I just want to throw that in there.
Well, and I was thinking about that, Johnny. It's like everybody that we've had a chance to interact with on our own podcast and listen to with your podcast, Joe's podcast. We're all on the same mission, you know, and that's the beauty of being able to do something like this is, you know, our goal at Spartan is to positively impact 100 million lives through fitness. And this is one of those platforms that allows us to impact even more people. And I don't know about you guys, but I have a good sense, from what I know about all of you is that, you know, we wake up and we're purposeful, you know, and we wake up and this has never been a job. This is something where we get actually get paid for our passion. And that purpose is, how many people can I impact today? Because we also maybe a little bit selfishly knows, you know, we know how that fills us up, right? Yeah. And so it's been a beautiful thing. And, you know, the thing that I want to put out there too is the DECA team. We wouldn't be where we are without our team members. It's growing slowly but surely. We're all getting aligned together, which has been an awesome experience. I think also everybody who's went out there and give DECA a chance, which, you know, again, it's a bolt on to the Spartan community. And well, I've met so many Spartans in the process, being engaged with DECA. And then all of our affiliates. I mean, I woke up this morning and I'm getting text messages from affiliates from all over the U.S. And these are people that I wouldn't have known had we not gotten that opportunity, or had Joe not said yes in the beginning. And again, we're all aligned together in this. And that's what makes this beautiful. I never forget that I'm part of a much, much larger team than just myself. We are all ultimately connected. We're all supporting one another. You know, you see it on social media, you see it on all the platforms that we get to take advantage of, and it's about lighting one another up. And I can't say much more. I do want to thank my wife for putting up with the YCJC show for this time period. Because man, there's been plenty of times where she's gotten tired of listening to us.
Oh yeah. Amy and Adina need to go enjoy an old fashioned together at the bar themselves. And just, so they could probably do a Saturday Night Live skit recreating some of the craziness stuff we do.
Maybe I have them on one of mine about endurance. How do you endure, you two characters? That might be our biggest episode yet.
It could be the biggest freaking episode. Those two explaining without us there, keep us out of the picture. That would be comedy freaking central. I guarantee it.
Hey Lake, you can they see you? Or are you invisible on this podcast?
They can see me on this one.
Okay, yeah.
So Lake and Marion are often, you know, the invisible people in the podcast, the ones who, you know, make sure we're there, make sure we know what we're talking about, make sure we can get our sound working, and then afterwards go through and master the whole thing so we actually look good, or at least as good as a couple of yahoos like us can look. But hey Lake, even today I was literally on my way out the door to go to the airport when you messaged me and said, you're going to be on this, right? So I'm now getting back out the door to the airport, because literally what I'm grateful for right now is the lady who's going to let me get on the plane late, even though she doesn't know it yet. But I'm going to take some of that good Jared Yancey energy and go, hey, you look like a person who wants to help me create a miracle right now. So I've learned from the two best, most genuine guys right here. So guys, I love you. That's it. I love Marion. I love everyone in our whole community. And I thank you. I just want to say that.
Back at you, brother.
Much love.
And leave it to you guys.
Hey, have a safe flight, brother.
Rock and roll, you guys. Bunch of freaking rock stars, every one of you.
Hey.
I definitely can't emphasize how thankful I am for all you guys, though. I can't thank you guys enough.
Well, Lake,
hey, here's the deal, man. Go ahead, JC.
Go ahead, Yance. Well, I was just going to say, Lake.
You got it. Go ahead. It's on you,
Lake,
brother.
I'm going to tell you this. I mean, you are always a big breath of positivity, man. And you're a bright spot to every time we've been able to do a podcast. You know, we've had some podcasts where the guest was like, as crazy, as excited as we were. We've had some, it's like, oh gosh, man, we got to bring it up. But you bring your A game every single time, man. And you make it look good. You make it sound good. And I appreciate everything that you do for us to make this happen.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Like to echo that, you, there's three groups of people in the world. There's our platform A, our platform B, our platform C, man. Platform A, just freaking light people up. Platform C are just a big pain in the ass. And platform B is kind of in the middle of mediocrity. And You're a platform A dude, man. You I'm serious. I could come on the podcast. I could be joining it in a bad mood or something. And I'm like, I'm getting ready to touch base with Lake. So I got to bring my A game because I know he's going to bring his A game. And for everybody out there, here's what's happening in the world. And we all know this. There's some brutal optics and you see the crappy things going on out there. And every now and then we're reminded that there's way, way more good than there is bad. You know, growing up, it wasn't as easy to have quick, immediate visuals of what's going on that's bad. We saw a lot of good that was going on in our world, and that's what we were empowered with. And there was always way more good than bad. And every now and then we would see on the news or something that something bad happened. We get inundated with that, but sometimes you want to sit back and you want to just look. And that's what happened to me in Abilene, Texas, Saturday. I saw this massive amount of just good from people. And it's like that everywhere. So if you find yourself getting hung up on some of the bad optics and bad visuals that are happening out there, that's real stuff. But right now, where you are, there's a lot more good than bad. You just got to sit back sometimes, kick back with a cup of coffee and look around and take it in. You're like, you know what? There's still a lot of damn good in the world, man. There is. There really, really is.
Good stuff, guys. Hey, I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your families. Lake, I'm with you, man. This is the number one holiday. This is my favorite one. There's no gift exchange. It's just we're getting with family, we're getting with friends, and we're just gonna dive in deep with one another.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love it.
Much love, brother.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the DECA series on Spartan Up Podcast. Spartan Up is your partner in resilience for mind, body, and spirit. We're here 3 days every week. Tuesdays, you can find Joe DeSena, founder and CEO of Spartan, interviewing biohackers, business leaders, authors, and athletes. Thursdays and Saturdays, catch episodes from our DECA, Endurance, Trail, Combat, and La Ruta series. Do you know someone who needs a little nudge? Maybe they could use some motivation, tactics, to be stronger, healthier, happier, more successful. Tell them about our show. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave us a comment. We want to know who's watching and who's listening. Thanks. See you next time. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by FitAid and 511 Tactical. Race dirty, recover clean with FitAid or FitAid Zero Sugar. Visit forthefitaid.com now and sign up to win an amazing grand prize package from FitAid and Spartan. Monthly Spartan prize packs and more. FitAid, recover as hard as you race. 511, the official plate carrier sponsor of the 2021 U.S. Spartan events. Find out more at 511tactical.com. That's 511tactical.com.